Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last weekend, it was reported that the Great Britain-based stores, a major retailer, Costco Wholesale, have started selling physical gold and silver bars to their customers. Should this company or any other large retail chain begin offering such products in their American stores, what would be the likely impact on the supply and demand and, therefore, prices of physical gold and silver? In Europe, many banks now sell and deliver physical precious metals to their walk-in customers. That makes access to physical gold and silver much easier for the general public. As a consequence, gold and silver ownership in Europe is much more popular than in the U.S., where no banks offer such products to walk-in customers. In China and India, there are already a large number of retailers selling physical precious metals, which are the world's top two nations for gold and silver demand. Therefore, if one or more major U.S. retailers were to begin selling physical precious metals, I would expect that the tiny percentage of Americans who now own such items would increase. Thus, I would expect demand to increase, which would tend to put pressure on prices to rise. But I have to warn you that it is unlikely that major retailers could sell physical precious metals at competitive prices compared to those already offered by coin and precious metals dealers. For instance, the British press reported that Costco is selling gold bars for 6-7% above intrinsic metal value. At Liberty, even in small quantities, we sell 1-ounce gold bars at 4% or less over metal value. Costco in Britain is charging up to 28% above silver value for those bars. In contrast, at Liberty Coins, even for a purchase of a single 1-ounce silver bar, the buyer is paying less than a 16% premium. There are some silver bullion coins where Liberty's customers can pay barely 6% above metal value for their purchase. The physical precious metals market is already highly competitive with thin profit margins. While major U.S. retailers may have a size advantage, the cost of their bureaucracy may prevent them from being low-price sellers of physical precious metals. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.